Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cold Laser Today radio show, featuring your host, Mike Barber. Mike has been in the laser industry for 33 years and is the founder and president of the Microlite Corporation of America, makers of the original cold laser, the FDA-cleared Microlite MLA-30. This radio show will feature doctors reporting on their clinical success with cold lasers. And now your host, Mike Barber.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the show this afternoon. This is Mike Barber. This is the Cold Laser Technology Show today. Our guest is Eric Reichardt from Roanoke, Virginia. Eric, good afternoon. I'm speaking from Houston, Texas. And how is the weather and temperature in Roanoke, Virginia?
Well, Mike, thanks for having me. We've had about 10 inches of rain this month already, so it's been very, very wet, extremely wet here, and there's flooding all over the place. But otherwise, the temperature has been nice, low 80s, so I can't complain too much.
Wow. Well, I don't know if you've seen on the news what it is in the Texas area, but, you know, I mean, we're 100 degrees temperature, and, man, we would love rain. We are starving for rain. Eric, tell the folks a little bit about your background, but before you get started, for all of the patients that may be listening in your area and the clinicians that may want to refer to you, tell everybody where you're located. I obviously went to a map. I now better understand where you're located. But play like I don't know where Roanoke, Virginia is, and I want to come see you, and tell me how I get there if I live in D.C. or Charlotte or Richmond.
Well, sure. The nice thing is we're just off Highway 81 as a major thoroughfare through Virginia. And we're about 2 hours west of Richmond, and we're also about 2 hours from Charleston, West Virginia. We're about 2 hours north of Charlotte, North Carolina, and Raleigh, North Carolina, and just shy of 3 hours away from Washington, D.C. Just D.C. is about 3 hours east of here.
Wow.
A lot of major cities nearby within good driving distance for sure.
Well, I hope that the folks that will be listening to us this afternoon will get inspired and want to come see you. And you say it's interstate all the way pretty much from those locations?
Pretty much is. The toughest one would be Charleston, West Virginia. But nonetheless, still 77 runs pretty straight on through. It's all pretty much highway driving. It's very simple to get through.
Okay. Very good. Okay, well, Eric, let's talk about your clinical experience. You're obviously a physical therapist. You're in private practice. Tell us how you got into physical therapy and how you now have two clinics and, of course, thinking about a third one. But let's share with the folks, your story on physical therapy.
Okay, well, originally I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. My mom has been a nurse for a number of years. She's recently retired. But I got into physical therapy. I've always loved the body and medicine and health and fitness and just general wellness. And I kind of figured I'd always be one day a physician. But as I kind of went through schooling, I realized that that wasn't really what I was looking for. And my mother steered me towards physical therapy to just kind of check it out. And then I had a couple instances myself where I needed it and found that I thought that was pretty interesting. And the best part I liked about it was the one-on-one patient contact and the repetitive contact. Instead of the physician, hey, you know, I'll see you in 3 to 6 months or, I don't know, next month.
Right.
It's 2 to 3 times a week, and you get to know the individual. You understand what makes them tick. You understand what their fears are, what their desires are, their hobbies. So that's what really got me into it.
Wow.
I ended up going to school in Chicago at Midwestern University.
Right.
And then I've been practicing now for 15 years and I've been an owner of these two clinics for about just a little under 10 years.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about your clinics and let's talk about how, what you're doing now in your clinics today. And then I'd love for you to share the story with the folks of how you got introduced to the laser through Indy Free and James Cole and that whole network nationwide.
Well, sure. Our clinics treat a variety of outpatient orthopedic issues. As our name implies, spine and orthopedic rehab. We see a lot of spine, but we chose that name because we feel that pretty much the entire body works off of the core, and that's driven by the spine. If you don't have a strong core, then your shoulders, your arms, your legs, and your hips, they're not going to work properly. So the back, shoulders, and hips, that main core, the abdominal area, that's what kind of sparked us to come up with that name. So we treat a variety of issues, but we predominantly treat a lot of neck headaches, chronic shoulder, back, hip pain. We also do a lot of post-operative treatments as well. We do some balance and dizziness treatments also. People that have vertigo, we have several different techniques we can use to alleviate that. But we treat pretty much the whole body. But our main general treatment would be the back and anything attached to that core. That's what we really specialize in.
Okay, good. Okay, and share with the folks how you got introduced to the laser and how long ago was that? I mean, I forgot to ask you that question when we were visiting before. How long ago you got involved in the laser?
Well, this has been an interesting story for me and kind of almost an enlightenment, so to speak. I was introduced to cold laser, you know, a decade ago and looked into it and researched and said, boy, that'd be great, but it's too cost prohibitive to purchase a unit without having reimbursement. I just basically didn't think twice about it. I just didn't get it. Well, I went through a course, physical therapy, private practice marketing course put on by James Coe in Chicago last fall, 2012. And he kind of changed my whole mindset on owning a practice, on the business aspect of owning a practice. We've always done the treatment. We've always done our modalities and our manual therapies and our patient education. And we always did fairly well, got along fine. But he really changed my whole mindset about physical therapy and about the business side of it, which just basically blew my mind. But beyond that, he introduced the 830 cold laser to us as participants in the course, and showed research, backed research, and his experience with it. And since it was affordable, I said, well, you know what? I'm the biggest skeptic of all, but I'm just going to take a shot at it. I'm going to take a shot at this thing. I've been wanting to buy one for over a decade. I hear about it, read about it, and it makes sense to me physiologically based on the science. So I went ahead through James and purchased a cold laser unit. And started using it mainly on myself, my family members, friends, and just realized that, you know, this is going to be great. I just knew right off the bat that amazing things were happening. And because I didn't want to charge people for something I didn't know was for sure working.
Sure.
So with that being said, I knew within a month that it was going to be fantastic. Started using it, paid off the unit within 3 months, decided to introduce it to our other clinic where my partner works, and she was even more of a skeptic than I, even though I said, you know, it's really taken off and it's paid for itself and it's kind of a no-lose situation and it works and everybody's really excited about it. It took a lot of persuasion, but she got the unit and was working on a fella for probably 4 to 6 weeks with trigger points, also known as knots, in his neck for 4 or 5 weeks and was going to discharge him and said, well, I'll try laser on that. And they disappeared within 2 sessions. They were gone. And he was amazed, and she was amazed. So she was sold, and I was glad about that because here I had everything writing on it for my partner saying, you got to believe me. And she didn't want to believe me, but obviously that's worked out great. But that's how I first learned about your particular laser. And with James' science behind it, I really felt like it was going to be something that I could use in my practice.
Wow. Now, are you charging cash for the laser? Of course, I've been on your website, Eric, and I see that the listeners can. In fact, let's take a minute and please give everybody your website, your email address, you know, your phone number. Of course, all that's on your website. But let's make sure listeners know how to get a hold of you.
Sure. The website is, of course, www, and then all one word, Physical Therapy Roanoke VA, as in Virginia, .com.
Okay.
And my email address is simply Eric at physicaltherapyroanokeva.com. The phone number is area code 540-985-6500. And one more located in the downtown area of Roanoke. And the north office has a phone number, 540-366-9244. And so we have two locations. They're about 10 to 15 minutes apart. Works very well for the Roanoke Valley to kind of capture all regions of the area.
Right. Okay. All righty. So that's how folks can get hold of Eric. Of course, I'm on your website right now. And actually, on your website, you have a spot there where they can sign up for a free laser treatment. Now, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a nice little piece of information that people, when they see that, they give us a call right away. And our website's fairly new, and we've started doing that along with some free consults as well, just in general, to let people know that, hey, here we are, we're interested. If you want to ask me about something, I'll give you some time, and we'll discuss what treatment options you have. But the nice thing about the free laser session is once they have it, they pretty much need to have more. It's just that it's not effective that quickly. So that's been a really nice offer we've been able to make to our new patients. Of course, that's for our new patients that don't know anything about us. But, yes, we do charge cash out of pocket for this laser service, and it's anywhere from about $25 to $50 depending on the size of the area, of course, the peculiarities of each individual issue.
Right. And
everybody has
and probably the amount of time that you spend. I know a lot of
exactly.
a lot of our clinicians around the country. You know, somebody comes in like me. I'm an old guy. I'm a senior citizen. I've got osteoarthritis in both knees. You know, bone on bone, and you would treat my right knee, and it'd probably feel so good. I'd say, well, treat my left knee. You know?
That's right.
Which obviously takes a little more time.
It does. So we base it strictly on size and time, size of the region to be treated and time. And so it works out pretty well, and people understand, well, I want you to do both elbows and my neck and my hips. Well, okay, let's talk about that. Let's start with one or two things and go from there.
Right. Well, what's interesting? Do you offer laser packages, Eric? You know, a lot of the clinicians around the country that where lasers become a big part of their program, cash part of their program. You know, they'll offer laser packages. Do you do that? I didn't see that on your website. Didn't know if you did that or not.
Matter of fact, we do offer packages, and we offer them in increments of 1, 3, 6, 9, and 12. And with
there
each increment that you move up, you get a percentage off. So 10% off if
there
you buy
go.
Three, 15% off
go.
If you buy six. And that saves everybody. It helps in our processing time. It saves patients some money. And so it's a win-win situation.
Right. Well, clinically, is there any patient or any particular story that that kind of blew you away here in the last, 3 to 6 months or since you've had the laser? I mean, is there anything that... we had one physical therapist that just had some remarkable results with some Bell's palsy or trigeminal nerve patients that just absolutely blew him away, blew the patient away, matter of fact.
Yeah, that'd be pretty neat. We haven't tried on a Bell's palsy, though. I had one recently who's decided that she lives a little too far away to come in. But, however, I've only had this, like I said, about 7 or 8 months, I guess.
Okay.
And I think of many things offhand, but you know how runners are.
Oh, yeah.
Runners, they're going to run. It doesn't matter if you tell them to take a break. It doesn't matter if you tell them to drop their mileage or drop their speed or, change their gait during run, their running style.
Pedal to the
They're
pedal
not going
to
stop
middle.
Running. Yeah, that's just the way they are. And as therapists, physical therapists, we can't tell them to not run because they're going to be non-compliant. So you have to tweak that. Well, I had a particular guy who just ran the New York Marathon, and he came in and he says, I'm an avid runner. I mean, I run 60, 70, 80 miles a week, and I just got to run. Otherwise, I just go crazy. I said, I understand. A lot of you are like that. That's fine. But here's what you think you really need to do is consider this cold laser. He said, I'll do anything. He said, I've tried it all. I've tried injections. I've tried other physical therapy. Right. I've tried all types of things. I have not tried the cold laser. Let's do it. You started, signed up with day one. And then after 4 to 6 treatments, he was running pain-free. And he said,
holy mackerel.
Yeah, yeah. When he came into our clinic, he said, I can't take one step. And he said, the very first stride I made in the New York Marathon, he said, I had sharp stabbing pain in my Achilles, and I still ran the entire way. And he said,
oh,
I know
man.
This isn't good. But that's how he is. And he ran through it, and then he was still suffering and then couldn't get over the pain. That's why he ended up here. But after 4 to 6 sessions of the laser directly on that Achilles tendon, he said, I can run whatever I want to do. He said, I'm just scared about what's going to happen in the future. I said, well, you know where we are. You're fine. You can come on back anytime and get it. And I haven't heard from him since, and that was 5 months ago. So that's one particular – yeah, that was a great case there. And what I'll say, you know, in terms of cases like that, there are several of those. But I think the most important thing that I've taken away from this in this very short period of time of using the cold laser is that it speeds up our therapy. And so people say, well, what does it do for me? Essentially, I tell them, this is going to turbo your rehab. It's going to speed it up. And that's what everybody wants. They want it faster. They want to get better faster. In this day and age of internet and, you know, texting and all these different electronic devices that are out there, we can get things immediately. So people want things faster. And you have to be good. And if you can't get them better faster than your counterparts, you're not going to do that well. So our goal is to get people better faster, and that's what they want. And so I tell them, this is what's going to do for you, and here's how it's going to work. And I give them a few reasons physiologically as to how that can happen. And they get it, and then they say, well, let's try it. And sometimes if they're very skeptical, I'll give them 1 or 2 free laser sessions, and they'll say, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And practically every time I do that, they sign up for 3 or 6, and then they're better, and they say, I'm glad I did that.
Well, Eric, first of all, I applaud that approach. And one of our PTs that sits on my medical advisory board is a PT out of Plano, Texas, actually a suburb of Dallas. And same story. I mean, I met him like 6 or 7 years ago, big meeting. Anyway, you'll hear his story, but just what you just described, and I mean, he has 3 lasers. He's a cash practice. He's probably next to the group in Sarasota or maybe California is one of the biggest cash laser practices in America, and he does exactly what you just described. He'll sit there in front of that patient, and he'll say, Mrs. Jones, I'm going to give you a free treatment because if it doesn't work, I don't want you to pay a nickel.
Right.
And Mrs. Jones gets her free treatment, and she'll say, well, you know, Bob, I think it worked on me. He says, okay, well, then let's get, you know, 3 or 5 or whatever. And just like you're doing, I mean, the patient just, they fall in love with you. They fall in love with the treatment. They go tell everybody in the neighborhood, you know, and you got folks lined up at your door.
Yeah, that's the idea. And to come back to that, too, we had, you know, several different cases. One gal in particular we saw probably 2 months, 3 times a week. You know, she's getting to the end of her insurance, and she says, you know what, I just can't sleep. And she had bilateral, so both sides, bilateral hip bursitis. So you can't sleep on the side you're having hip bursitis. So she said, I'm a side sleeper. I can't sleep on the back. So this was a very big problem for her functionally, and she was going out of her mind. She hated her job. She was becoming depressed. She was being short with everybody around her because she was in so much pain. And I said, I understand that. And she was about 50% better. So she was getting some relief with what we were doing, and it was creeping, but she kind of stalled.
Yep.
And she said, I want to try your laser. I said, great, let's do it. So she bought, I think she bought 3 sessions, and that was it. I don't think she even bought 6. And so we treated both sides for, I believe it was 3 sessions, and she was 90% improved and she could sleep.
Wow.
So she could sleep on either side. She was very happy.
Wow.
And then one other person like that who had also plateaued, severe neck pain. She was about to give up on PT. Once again, she was about halfway through. She said, you know, thanks, I'm better. I'm just not where I want to be, but I appreciate what you've done, and my posture is better, and I'm happier, and I feel more flexible.
Right.
But my pain is still in my neck in the same spot. I said, okay, let's do the cold laser. So she bought it after the very first time. she went from 50 to 80% improved. So she was a complete believer and said, I don't need any more, but I know where you are. I can come back if I need it. And she was ecstatic. And she was, that was it. She was done.
Wow.
So, yeah, I've had a lot of patients. It was very cool. A lot of the patients that kind of stall, we say, look, we've told you about the laser. Now it's time to go ahead and do it. If you're doing everything we're asking you to do, and you're not imparting destructive forces on your body, you're staying compliant with what we recommend, and you're just kind of hovering, then let's do the laser. And inevitably, it gets them over the hump. And once they get over the hump, everything about them changes. Their aura becomes more positive. They're happier, more smiley.
Right.
And then all of a sudden their life is normalized, and they feel like they're back to where they were. And these are people that have had pain for 5, 8, 10 years. So it's,
well, Eric, as a clinician, I mean, I want everybody to understand. First of all, let's go back and let's make sure everybody knows how to get a hold of you. Your website again, and of course it'll have all your contact information, but let's go back to the website and how far you are from Richmond and D.C. and Charlotte. And I want, because I'm just, I think you're one of the leading clinicians in that part of the country, and folks need to come see you. So let's go back and go through that one more time.
Well, sure. We are within 3 hours drive. If you just head west from Washington, D.C., straight down 66 to 81. We're about 2 hours north of Charlotte, North Carolina, and we're about 2 hours away from Richmond, Virginia. And so the nice thing about Roanoke, and it has been a medical hub, is we are in between a lot of large areas, but a lot of those areas don't use cold laser in their practice. And physical therapy, they're missing
they
out.
They don't.
So
you're
in.
I mean, that's why I want to make sure I get you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And we're not far. We're 2 hours from Raleigh and Raleigh, North Carolina, and Charleston, West Virginia as well. So those, and only an hour and a half drive from Greensboro, North Carolina. So a lot of large cities are certainly within driving distance. And you don't have to come every day. You can come stay if you want for a week or two, get your treatments, and then you can be gone. Or you can come in for a two-hour drive and have it done a couple times a week if you want. So there's options. It doesn't have to be set in stone.
Well, Eric, I live in Houston, Texas, and it takes me an hour to get from the south part of town, which is where I live, up to the airport, which is the north part of town. So two hours on a freeway is, I mean, that's a cakewalk in Texas. I mean, that's like going around the block.
I understand. Well, that's the beauty about being on the East Coast is all these big cities are really near each other. I mean, if you think about Boston and New York, they're just right there, and all these huge cities near each other. It's similar to that down by where we are. But the website, again, is very simple to remember. It's physicaltherapyroanokeva.com. It's all one word, and that'll bring you right to our site. And pretty much everything that you need to know is on the website. And the phone number, once again, is 540-985-6500.
Right. Now, everybody that's all the patients or clinicians that are listening to this, as it goes on the website and goes viral and whatever, I want to make certain they understand that the laser is just a tool. It takes a clinician with the clinical skills like you've got, Eric, to be able to use this tool properly. And that MicroLite, the MLA-30 laser, I have a patent on it, so it's different than all the other stuff that's out there. There's a lot of misinformation. Some folks sell laser pointers and say that work, and some people use these class 4 lasers that are just extremely dangerous. You know, with this MLA-30, as you now know, Eric, because it doesn't generate any heat, you're able to use it over bone and metal and pacemakers. And I don't know if are you treating any kids? Are you treating any adolescents as well?
We haven't used a laser on any adolescents. I know that we will. I will say that I've used it on my children at home, age 10, 8, and 6, and it works great for them. They get hurt all the time.
Yeah.
They swim.
I use it on my grandchildren.
Yeah. They want me to. They always ask me when I walk in there, did you bring home a laser, Dad? No, not tonight. Or, yes, this time I do have it. So, yeah, I bring it home quite a bit. It gets a lot of use at home, that's for certain. It's a very nice tool, but you're right. It's an adjunct to the rest of the treatment. And it just speeds things up. It speeds up the natural healing process of the area that's been damaged. And the one thing I've also noticed that's interesting about the use of it, when I'm using it, the tissue warms up. It warms up. And the people say, well, I feel some heat there. And I'll say, well, that's just your circulation increasing. This does not
create any heat. Isn't that amazing?
And if I leave
isn't that amazing, increased blood flow. It is amazing.
It warms up. It gets really, not toasty, but it gets definitely warm. People feel it, and then and then they say, "Well, I think that's heating me up." And then I'll show them if I hold it in the air. You know, let it cool off. Let the head applicator cool off. And then I'll say, now you can do this all you want. Do it as long as you want. You can hold it for 10 minutes if you want. And then feel the head. It does not get warm, but it's warm off their body because it's increasing circulation right under the applicator head. And that's been the most amazing thing I've noticed is after I go over a trigger point, for example, heat set up,
exactly.
I feel that, and it's really warm and it's much more pliable. Well, that tells you blood flow increased there. You have more oxygen, you have more nutrients, and more healing agents that can get to that area that's been roped off by this knot. Blood flow can't get into a muscle that's knotted up. It's too tight.
Yep.
It doesn't perfuse. Yep.
Exactly.
So the laser really helps assist that.
Well, Eric, we're getting pretty close to the end of our interview here this afternoon. Is there anything that you would like to share with our listeners, whether they're referring clinician or patient, you know, about your practice? You have a partner, and I think it's your partner for life as well, right?
well, my partner is a partner in everything, but my business partner is actually Paige Puckett, my wife is Angie, and she works with my business partner, who is Paige. But yes, they just did. They both started using the cordless version of your ML830, and have found tremendous value in it as well. So they're excited to have that, and it's been working wonders for them. As far as anyone listening, and your question about that, what I would say is, it doesn't hurt to try it. If you've been everywhere, if you've been to every clinic and you've tried pain relief, it works great for migraines. I mean, it works tremendously for migraines. TMJ dysfunction, plantar fasciitis, and Achilles tendonitis is incredible. What I've noticed more, the things that work the fastest that I've noticed so far in the short amount of time I've used it would be bursitis and tendonitis.
Yep.
I mean, it just knocks it for a loop really quick. And I would just say to any physicians, I wish that they would really understand that this is a very powerful tool that we can use as an adjunct, and that just because insurance companies say it doesn't work doesn't mean it doesn't work. And that's the hardest thing I'm finding is physicians going, I've never heard of cold laser. I'm not going to let you have cold laser. And then, it can disrupt that relationship, but once they see that it helps the patient, then they say, okay, go ahead and do it. That's fine. But
Right.
Yeah.
Right. There's the key right there, and it's a little bit bizarre because I knocked on FDA's door in 1990. I spent 12 years, $4 million, got two double-blind studies under what's called a PMA, pre-market approval application, got the first FDA clearance in 2002, went to the market in 2003, and now it's 10 years later, and an insurance company can take a position that it's investigational. Well, in my world, that is bizarre because only FDA determines whether something is cleared for use or investigational.
As you know, our
MD community, there's a lot of misinformation out there. And so until you give them, show them the data and show them the patient results, they're going to, and then once you show them that, they're going to send all their patients to you.
That's right, and that's really what we want. We want consumer exposure and people that have tried it. They just realize how well it works, and it sells itself. I don't have to sit there. I don't sell people on it. I'm not a salesman. I learned from James Coe's marketing show that I'm not a very good salesman. In fact, I'm the opposite. I tend to undersell if anything. So I've realized
you're a great clinician.
Use a laser, and, right. I try to be a good clinician. I'm a very fair person, and that's just how we try to run our business.
Okay, Eric. One more time, I'd like the listeners to hear your website, and then we're gonna have to close it off for today. But I'd love to call you back in the next couple of months and get an update as to how your practice is going and seeing how you're doing. So one more time, your website.
Sure. www.physicaltherapyroanokeva.com. VA as
okay, well, Eric, thank you so much for your time, and I encourage everybody to go to your website, go in and get that free laser treatment. I don't care where you have to get in your car and drive to it. Eric is one of the top clinicians in that part of the country with this technology. So, Eric, thank you very much, and have a good day.
Mike, thanks for the opportunity. I appreciate it. You too. Bye.
Okay. Well, thanks, everybody, for joining us today. That was Eric Reichart in Roanoke, Virginia. And what a incredible practice he has going on in that market area there. So